Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. So tune in with us for the next hour, and you can feel the instant relief of your intuition and the clarity that you get from that insight using it. Every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. and at Pacific Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and 9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard Time. I am sharing the stories of some fascinating visionaries, speakers, authors, magicians, masters, and UN practitioners also. I have met in my travels while sharing the information of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of Yuen Mastery. I have been traveling around worldwide, and I have met some amazing people who want to share their stories today, here to empower you and to ride the wave of your infinite potential. So today I have a very special guest, a wonderful, wonderful woman that I have met several years ago. She is Carol Friesen, leading expert in personal transformation. And Carol Friesen is in the business of empowerment. She shows you how to peel back emotional layers of cellular memory to experience the freedom to shine the light of your soul. And as a presenter, Carol charms her audiences with her unique blend of body language, face reading, wisdom, and candid humor. And Carol Friesen is the North American spokesperson for the magic of body-mind communication, and she oversees thousands of students, practitioners, and teachers in psychosomatic theory. Therapy. And besides being a very sought-after keynote speaker, Carol is also the author of Succeeding in Spite of Everything. Live successfully and so it will be. It is my pleasure to welcome Carol Friesen to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Carol. How are you today?
Wonderful, Colette. And you? You sound full of it today.
Yeah, I'm really, really, we've been looking forward to interviewing you because you're such a special part of my life. And so I just wanted to I haven't had a chance to connect with you for a while. So this is just really awesome. It feels really good. I could feel your energy all day yesterday and early this morning.
Well, it's incredible how... for me to watch you grow and how much you've changed since we've met and how standing in your power and stepping up to the plate.
So yeah, it's been a real fast journey.
Well, when you and I get together on any conversation, it's not just an hour. It's more like 10 hours. We can talk. Or 10 days.
Yeah. So Carol, there comes a time in everyone's life and where, you know, we come to a crossroad, and it's kind of like the defining moment when, as my dad Maurice used to say, he would say, shift or get off the pot. He was a true entrepreneur like you. And he, I just wanted to ask you, when did you decide or when did you become aware of how important body language is, and how did that come about?
Well, I had, I owned and operated a restaurant and blues bar for 14 years in Lethbridge. And, when I sold it in 1999, I took a year off and I thought, okay, I'm going to go on my spiritual journey, not really understanding what that meant. I thought it meant reading books and going and meditating. But then I came across, about a year after, I came across a poster that was called The Magic of Body-Mind Communication. And I went to an information evening, and there was this little funny little man at the front of the room. And the moment he looked at someone, he could read right through them. So I...
You must be speaking of the amazing Hermann Mueller.
Oh, yes. And when I saw what he could do, I said, whatever that man can do, I'm going to learn. And true to his word, we all learned to read a face in a day. And I spent 3 days or 2 days... We went into body-mind analysis, and they were reading my body, and I thought, well, there's nothing wrong with me. And As like you remember the plumb lines, I was 110% ahead of the plumb line. I was driving myself into the world, basically chasing my tail, trying to achieve something, and yet I'd lost a piece of myself, or I felt I had lost a piece of my soul through the whole process. And when it came down to it, it was through my body I saw so much of my life, whether it was my operations 3 times on my stomach that were to do with my car accident. I was in a very serious car accident where my girlfriend was killed in the car accident, and I went through a lot of complications. And also when I was in a loveless marriage, and also my, like any business, I wasn't doing so well financially. Suddenly I needed a back operation in the lower part of my back. And as we understand through psychosomatic therapy, that means problems in relationships or finances. And when I got the true connection and to really find out where my insecurities were, was when I was going to write my report, I could put nothing on that piece of paper. I froze. It was like my soul said, we're going to deal with it right now, whatever you haven't dealt with, if you want to go on this spiritual journey. And what it came down to, and when my body-mind connected, was I had been wrongfully accused of cheating in a spelling test in grade 2, and I'd gotten a strap for it. And I vowed nobody would ever hurt that little girl again. And I put up a huge wall. I started putting on weight. I needed glasses to see the blackboard. Even though I'd get 90s and 100s in biology and chemistry and subjects I loved, I'd still get 50 R in English, 50 rewrite. They'd just pass me off to the next grade. And that affected me my whole life. And for 14 years in the restaurant, never once did I take my stage. We had some of the best blues musicians from across Canada play at my bar. And never once would I even run a staff meeting because I was terrified of public speaking. And since then, since I had my body-mind connection, and that there was like thousands of rubber bands cut inside of me, and my body poured in sweat, and I cried out 42 years of pent-up anger, pain, resentment, guilt, any humiliation, any negative emotion that was tied to that event in grade 2. And I felt that every day of my life. And since I've come through that, now you can't even get me off a stage. Just give me an audience.
I love it because, you know, what you're talking about is, you know, how I was when I was a little girl also, you know, I was very, very skinny with glasses. And I was very, 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 very terrified to speak in public because I had been bullied at school. And look, now here both of us are speaking away on radio. And it's amazing what, you know, when you are on your journey and you're following your heart's path, what happens. I just wanted to share with the listeners what you meant by the plumb line, because a lot of them would not maybe have understood what you were saying. Do you want to just quickly explain that before we go to break?
Well, the plumb line is just like when you're hanging wallpaper, you drop a string from the ceiling and put a weight at the end. And then we put people halfway in their ankle bone, the halfway point of the ankle bone. We put them on the plumb line and see how much they're in alignment with their center core and plugged in.
And so what you were saying is that you were so far ahead that you weren't even there. You left your feet behind.
I left my body behind, and I went headlong into the world. And that's where I was holding a lot of tension in my body because I wasn't using the muscles properly.
Yeah, well, because you were mostly not in your body at that time. And we all, you know, to be able to produce on this physical plane, we need to be able to be in our body. It's a good place to be. Great place to be.
That's so, right.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to go for a quick break here. And when we return, Carol is going to talk about understanding the big picture from the inside out and how that occurs. So if you stay tuned, remember your intuition rules. We will be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is Carol Friesen, who is here to share a few practical tips on how to strengthen the power circuits within you. But before we continue, I would just like to be sure that you share your contact information with our listeners. Would you please do that for us, Carol?
Yes, we have my website, which is Core Potentials. So that's CorePotentials.com. And if they want to get a gift where I have a three-part video for all our listeners today, you just put /gift at the end of corepotentials.com/gift. And it's a three-part video that they can actually see me in action. And I show a lot about face reading. And they're fairly short videos, but a ton of information. So I invite your guests to receive that three-part video.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome.
And also on Facebook, I was on this morning and I'm shooting for 10,000 likes on my Facebook page. I am now at 9,236.
Okay.
On Facebook too. That's the Lightworkers Institute, it's called, which is my new brand, is completely the Lightworkers Institute, because that's my ideal client.
Awesome. Lightworkers, absolutely.
Like yourself?
Yeah, so I just want to know, why do you always say that your body is your business?
Well, without your body, you have no business. And the busyness starts inside. So it's our business to take care of what's going on in the working operations of our internal world, just like a company. We have a CEO that sits up in the head, which we call the brain, and it doesn't check out the workers down below. You've got havoc in your company. So the more you can work within your internal world and strengthen that world, then that starts to reflect on our business outside of us. Not just in business and making money or making an income. It's also about relationships. The stronger your relationship is inside, the stronger your relationships are on the outside.
That's for sure. It's good. We live in a holofractographic universe, actually. So that makes total sense. And I just laughed when I saw how you said from the bedroom to the boardroom, because at the moment I have my house up for sale, and I just found out when I put it on the market what a unique individual I really am, and that most people don't like color. So I am painting my house beige, and I keep thinking about that joke where the man makes love with his wife, and then he asks her after, "Honey, what are you thinking about right now?" And she says, "Oh, beige. I think I'll paint the ceiling beige." So when I saw that, I just laughed, because I was thinking how, you know, we're all such unique individuals, and our bodies are all different shapes and sizes. And do you want to just share some, you know, just share some information about that with us, what you have come to understand about the human body?
Well, as we're in such a changing world right now, and as we start releasing old issues in the tissues, it's kind of like that story you just told about the bedroom and beige. You can be full of color, and as we start recreating ourselves to start loving the person that we are becoming, it's about bringing light into the body, into dark corners that no longer serve us, and starting to bring the light in so that you're a clean canvas for what you want to create in the future. So just like you painting your house beige now, it's a clean palette for the next energy coming into that house, or the next people that will enjoy that space that you have created, and now it no longer serves you. You can let it go, but you're leaving it with a clean slate for them to recreate.
Yeah, and it's been a really amazing experience, because it's been when you're painting and you're spending a lot of hours at home like that, and in the middle of doing that, you start to notice like different rooms, the different things that have happened in, you know, different rooms in the house, some of the feelings that, you know, some of the memories that you have, because I've lived here for 13 years, raised my family here, and it's been a really, really interesting journey. And when you think about the soul being in the human body, it's kind of like, you know, your physical environment, your physical body needs to be able to support you. So do you have any tips that you can share with us about that, about what we can do to increase our physical potential and our physical presence in our body and be in total alignment with that?
Well, it's all in how we hold our physical body. And like we talked earlier about the plumb line, thinking of that cord that runs through us, that connects us to divine will, which is the universe, and the life force of Mother Earth. So we've got the light source of the universe and the life force of Mother Earth. And those energies need to connect within our center core. But if your body is not in alignment, the beam can't come through you. So, and right now on our changing planet, what's happened since December 22nd, because we had the most amount of light coming into the world on December 21st. So the light, the life force now has to catch up with the life force, and we've switched into the feminine aspect of loving and caring energy. So Mother Earth's kundalini is cracking open, and she stops at nothing. It's like growing a dandelion through cement. And if we're not bringing our bodies into alignment to our divine purpose, it's going to be the energy starts to create havoc inside, because it's going to grow through anyways. But the more you can get into the flow, and that's by connecting to those five power circuits, and five power circuits have to light yourself up or have a full body awakening, which is one of my courses, 3-day classes. I do full body awakening, and it teaches people how to get into those five power circuits, which is self-confidence, meaning confide in oneself, not asking other people, but you start to build confidence in yourself when you start to confide and listen to what's going on inside with your feelings. And then second one is self-esteem. You got to steam yourself up, get juicy, as we all like to do. Get your mojo going.
Bedroom yoga.
Bedroom yoga, yes. I teach lots of bedroom yoga and vagina breathing. I said we were unplugged, uncensored, and unedited. So.
Absolutely, as always.
So the third one is self-worth. Is your journey worth it to empower yourself? Everyone's here for a purpose. And when we start to put worth on our own physical body and love the body we're in, and then self-respect, look again at all your beautiful gifts, and this all equals self-love. When you have these five power circuits connected within yourself, this all equals self-trust. And your self-trust is in your solar plexus, your power, and with trust and openness, it's your power center. So when you start to stand up inside yourself and start using your internal energies and build yourself from the inside out, and then the bigger picture comes more into alignment.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, you know, the world, our world is traveling so fast right now. It's like I'm you know, all the clients that I've been working with in the last 2-3 weeks in particular, everybody's moving, everybody's changing relationships, or something, you know, major events coming up in people's lives, major change. And it's really interesting how so many people are headed that way right now.
Massive changes going on. It started out pretty slow in the beginning of the year, but boy, is it gaining momentum. And so even the what I work with is three sacred keys to self-healing or self-love or whatever you want to call it. The first key is focus. Bring all your energy back to you. And we spend so much time out in our outer world watching television or going to the malls or running kids around or building businesses, being on Facebook, being on Twitter. So these are things all outside of ourselves. Where is our energy going? So when you start to bring your energy back to you and how you use your physical body, this will start to bring you more into alignment with your purpose and with your intuition. As you said earlier, it's all about intuition, but intuition is built in self-confidence, and it's connected to the sacral area, our genital area, our creative life force.
Yeah, so life force energy. And, you know, this is when we're in alignment with that, and we start enjoying our vitality, our ability to move forward in life, and to do it with that ease and effortlessness. So this is Colette Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. When we return, Carol is going to share some more practical tips that can, you know, that you could apply right away to strengthen that physical presence of your body. And I just wanted to remind everyone that they can get that free gift from Carol that she has so generously brought to us. And that is at www.corepotentials. Is it /gift?
No. It's corepotentials.com/gift.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan, and I have with me today Carol Friesen here to share some practical tips that can improve your physical presence on this earth at this time. So, Carol, would you like to share some more information with us?
Well, I'd like to actually share something practical, like an exercise a person can do is simply go up against a wall and take a few nice breaths and feel your energy flow and start to bring your neck back into alignment with the wall, the back of the wall, and you start to feel where you're out of balance because there's going to be some strain or it might feel tight in certain areas. So it's only because a person's not used to reshaping those muscles. So that's a real quick, simple way. And you'll also see if your head's a little bit forward, you can even try it up against the wall. Bring your head a little forward as we go headlong into the world and how we can disconnect from our physical body just at the neck. And then it creates all those tense muscles. And then, of course, everyone's a pain in the neck.
So, of course.
Because we have a pain in the neck. So that's a very simple exercise a person can do and keep doing that to bring themselves back into alignment so that they connect to their center core from the energy coming in from the crown chakra and anchoring it into the base of Mother Earth, into her passion, and allow that circuits to start to flow through us. I mean, that's what a full body orgasm is, right?
Absolutely, totally connected.
Yes, when you're totally connected within yourself, not in someone else. It's about yourself.
Well, that's the good news. It's all about you, and that's the bad news. It's all about you. So
yeah, just see how you're doing you, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And of course, this brings me to that key number two, which is all about balance. And balance is everything. Mother Nature teaches us that everything is about the most powerful law in the universe is about the law of balance. Even just get on a bicycle. It's not the law of attraction, that's for sure. But the more you increase your internal world, your magnetic field starts to increase and you become a magnet to what is divinely meant to be for our own purpose. They didn't screw up on the other side and send you in the wrong body. They sent you in the right vehicle for the right purpose and for the right job. But they did screw up on one thing on the other side. They forgot to send you with the manual.
Yeah, a manual sometimes would be great.
Well, that's why we have the manual. Because you're all walking autobiography. We're all walking autobiographies of our life experiences and how we hold things in cellular memory. And when we can start to find in our negative life experiences is what we hold in our body, when we're in joy and happiness, that energy is flowing. It's not blocking. It's our negative experiences that we store in the issues in our tissues.
Yes, and, you know, it's really interesting because, you know, when I first met Hermann Mueller also, I was totally fascinated because I was working towards my certification in, or just had finished my certification in the Yuen Method, and I wanted to be able to learn how to scan people's bodies better, like so that energetically you can get in touch with, you know, what's going on with people. And it was amazing to when you start reading faces, it's just incredible how, you know, reading a face and giving someone that, you know, special time, what the reaction. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Well, we look for the balance in the face because it's our whole body is in our face. So when we first part of our classes, we take a picture of someone and we split it in half and we put two left sides together and two right sides together. And then we see how the energy is flowing between, or the thoughts are flowing between the left and right brain. And then how does it manifest in the body itself, where we're holding energy back or where we're expressing it. So in face reading, you really understand the blueprint of your soul because it's in the bone structure. So I back to that vehicle that didn't come with the manual. We can see if someone's a Mack truck or they're a Ferrari. So someone that's a Ferrari, super sensitive with not much of a jawbone. They're very pointed, like an inverted triangle at the bottom, like at the, in the bottom part of the face, which we call the physical zone. And or if they've got big, heavy jaws, like you and I do.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Yes, don't have one side left. I've got a nice big square jaw from a German background, to Mennonite background. So I can be like a bull in a china shop. I'm more like a 4x4 or a Mack truck. So I'm trying to learn sensitivity through my strengths. And someone that's super sensitive is learn their that their strengths are in their sensitivity instead of locking that away.
Well, what's beautiful about that is it gives you information when you look at someone, you have the information right away about how what they can handle or how to basically communicate with them in a more pleasant way for them and for yourself. And sometimes it's really beneficial because of misunderstandings aren't as common because you just understand that this is kind of like their nature to begin with. I mean, but do you want to talk about how faces change?
Well, so much can change just from, of course, once we have that understanding. I've seen someone's nose like shift right in front of me. But one of the big things in my mission on this planet is to get all the bangs off people's foreheads. Because
okay, tell us about the bangs.
Why are we banging our heads? And your forehead is your windshield. And if you have bangs, it's like putting a curtain over your windshield driving down the Route 66 or the number one highway or whatever, I highway. So you want to make sure you have a clean windshield because hair is like antennas. And with all the hair hanging over the satellite dish or the windshield there, it's like having 1,000 radio stations on in your head all at once. Now, you don't pull your hair over your forehead and say, I want to clear my mind. You pull your hair back and you say, you want to clear your mind. And the body is actually doing it. It's clearing your thoughts. So if we want clarity in our life, take the bangs off. And women don't always want to show their power because they want to show their beautiful eyes and lips. And that's sort of like pink and fluffy. And it's the power of the feminine is showing the world all of us and that we are mentally strong too.
Well, what I found fascinating is last year, you know, as we're moving into this time when there's the feminine aspect is coming up so strongly, that you saw the fashion change and it was like really heavy bangs. And every shirt on them, every sweater was horizontally striped. And I found that really, really amusing, really, because it's kind of like, why would the fashion, right when women are stepping into their power, the fashion was to have heavy bangs and to wear horizontal stripes, which will weaken your energy. And so it's just, you know, it's kind of, we start to notice when you start reading faces and you start reading bodies and you start realizing how people are put together, you start realizing even the small things that we can do to step into our full potential. So do you have any other little tips to share with everyone?
Well, some of the other things we do is actually wax the temples out. So it broadens your mind a bit. If there's hair growing in on the temple area, that creates self-doubt. So just a little bit of wax can take that off. And, you know, if your lips are tight, start blowing bubbles with them, or because that's your genital area. It's your, it's the sacral of the face is connected to your genital area, how we taste life and how we express or give birth to our creativity is through our expression through the mouth area. So it's I mean, there's just so much to learn. We can read so deep that we can tell what your mother was thinking while she was carrying you in the womb just by looking at someone's breastbone. And Colette, I think you understand. You might have come into the class to learn how to scan and read bodies, but really what it brought you to is looking at yourself.
Oh, always, because as I said, it's all about you, right? Everyone listening. It's always each and every one of us. We were given this beautiful, fabulous body to get around in, and it's amazing when you start intimately connecting with that body. And what I've noticed is so many people, when they feel that they're afraid to really look at themselves because they'll feel they're afraid that they're going to look at themselves and they're going to find ugliness. And what people will find is that you're way more beautiful than you realize. So it's really an amazing experience to get, you know, to understand the workings of your own body in that way. Before we go back on break again, can you just share your information with me with the listeners one more time? Your contact information?
It's www.core.potentials.com/gift for those three fabulous videos where I actually show you a lot because you can see it in person. So, and I look much different than the videos, though.
I hear that you're a skinny mini now.
Once I started birthing Full Body Awakening, I actually let go of 40 pounds. And I'm
Congratulations.
I'm about the same size as you, Colette, now.
Awesome. So this is Colette Steffen with The Truth is Funny. And we're just going to take a quick break here. And when we return, we will connect on the Higher Self Wet Network for the shift of the week. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit The Truth is Funny.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back for the shift of the week on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. But before that, I just wanted to talk with Carol a little bit more about how the body does not lie. And I want to thank her for coming on the show. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Colette. Yeah, we say the body never lies, and it all shows into that last key, number three, which is structure, and to align with that, which works so well. And like you said, Dr. Ewing really started talking about getting grounded and learning more about your own self, your inner world. And that's when you came to us. And so our modalities work beautifully together. And I'm so proud of you, Colette. And you're one of our teachers out there. So
it's awesome.
Honored to be part of this shift. And I'm looking forward to hearing what your shift of the week is.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Carol. Because we're talking about how the body doesn't lie, when we get in touch with that energetically, our body, when we have discomfort in our body, it's our body letting us know that there's something happening somewhere, and not necessarily on the physical level. It rarely, root cause is rarely physical. So what we want to do is we want to be strong to the sensations that run through our body so that we don't have a reaction to everything and react in the same old way. We want to be able to resolve. And so a little discomfort is a gift from the universe that you want to pay attention to before you get the frying pan treatment and then the 2x4 if you're still not listening. So it's important to acknowledge that that we get strong, and we can energetically strengthen everybody to that right now, that our body, mind, and spirit are centered and stable and balanced. And we're not using the mind or the body or the spirit excessively, that we would be evenly balanced, and that we would be in that power, so that we would always be centered and stable and balanced. And if there's a lot of chaos around us with everybody moving and changing and the earth traveling so fast right now, I talk to people and they say they feel like they can't keep up. Everything's moving so fast. What am I going to do about this? How am I going to be able to make the most of this? So we just want to get everybody in a place where your internal boundaries, everything that comes in from inside, from within, in your body, within your mind, within your spirit, and then also being strong to the external boundaries, everything that comes from outside of you, all those dynamics, all the collective influence, the religious experiences that we've had, cultural experiences, all of these, this energy comes at us, and it feels like a lot of times that there's so many answers out there. People feel like they have a problem and looking for an answer. So we just want to strengthen for everybody. And when I'm talking about this, I'm energetically tuning in to our listeners right now and just getting everybody strong to on the spine. And when I say on the midline, just really feeling your spine and feeling the physical potential at the base of your spine, so that you are operating at maximum potential. So that that means having, like any good building, you want to have the structure from the bottom up working for you. So just strengthening everybody from the left foot to the right and the right foot to the left and then to the knees, left to right, right to left, and you go into the hips and you know, strengthening energetically that the upper torso and the lower torso are both have the same fitness to be on this planet. And so we want to just strengthen that, coordination, the agility, the speed, and then the flexibility and the strength and the endurance of the different components of the part of our body, and strengthen that those structures are all in place, and that we are in a strong energy within ourselves to be able to structurally handle being on this earth. And so we want to strengthen that there's that evenness from the back to the front and the front to the back. And also we want to be strong to being in from left to right and right to left, and then from the inside to the outside, and then everything in between. And if you consider the macrocosmic, everything that's happening in the universe, and then the microcosmic world, you know, what's happening to the tiniest particles of our being, we're basically the transference point in between the human being. We're picking up information from the universe, and we're pulling it down into the tiniest particles of our body, and then we're sending that information back out. So we're all in connection here, and because of that, it's kind of like I call it, that's why I call it the higher self network. Instead of MSN, it's HSN, where we can all connect, and we're all in communication with each other. Our bodies are in communication with each other. Every organ in your body, every part of your body is in communication with all the other body parts, and in communication with your peripheral nervous system, the central nervous system, and then also the chi, the energy system. And we want to just strengthen that for everybody, that our lymphatic systems are strong, that, you know, if we have any excess glucose in our system, that we could send that to the mitochondria of the cells to fire ourselves and have energy. And then also that we could send any out through the lymphatic system, so that you know, that's strong. So we want to make sure that the structures of the lymphatic system are super strong. And then also we want to make sure that our circulatory system is strong, especially if you think about all the parts of your body lining up with your heartbeat, so that, you know, your heart has perfect tension, relaxation, and it's effortless. So we want to strengthen that for everybody, that you have that calmness that comes from being totally in alignment. Every cell in your body being in alignment with that. And so I just wanted to say, if you want to connect with me, you can reach me on thetruthisfunny.com or on crystallinevision.com. That's C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-I-N-E. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Google, all the social media. And I'm in sunny Saskatchewan and great big open skies. And I wanted to just thank everybody for the wonderful feedback from the show, from last week's show. And I wanted to mention that I am going to be putting on a special program, Bloom Into Your Infinite Potential, that's going to run for 9 weeks. And you can stay connected with me once a week, sending in an issue. And what I do is I energetically touch base with everybody, and then use the group synergy for us to boost each other towards our potential. You can find that and also some videos that people have been asking me if I have any video or anything on there. I basically have 3 videos on thetruthisfunny.com that you can, you know, that it's basically what I teach in an intro class. So that's all available on thetruthisfunny.com. And I also want to mention that Nassim Haramein will be having a phone call. I'm an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, and you can go to www.resonanceis. The call with Nassim is 1 hour and 30 minutes tonight at 6:00 p.m. Pacific time, 9:00 Eastern Standard Time. And I'll also be out at Lightning in a Bottle in California, which is a wonderful festival, July 11th to the 15th. So once again, if you want to connect with me, crystallinevision.com and thetruthisfunny.com. Thank you for connecting with me today. And thank you again, Carol, for being such a fabulous guest. And I want to wish all the best to all of you. And remember that, you know, shift does happen. So until we connect again, you can reach me next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time or 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.